Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Is it time to sack Gareth Southgate? Gareth Southgate.
You know so much about football.
I've tweeted, I've titled Periscope, is it time to sack Southgate? And that tweet, that Periscope title gets put out on Twitter. And people that follow me, and you would think would have a clue, oh, the amount of abuse I've been receiving.
Well, you've just ripped the country apart.
Let's see what we've. Let's see if we can find some of the ones we can read. Kay McKellen says, "He brought nation together. You just ripe it apart."
You do.
"Don't be stupid," Ian says. Gillian. There's some crappy showbiz website, CelebBritain.com. Ian Lee, the male Katie Hopkins.
Incisive.
Britain's hashtag entertainment site. F off, says Leo Garner. Time to sack Ian Lee, says Dimmy. F off, really? No effing way. He's the reason we made it to the semis. Caroline Corrigan Parker just calls me a dick. And she works for the BBC.
Does she?
Bristol girl, loving life, operations director for Mid-X Pro, working at BBC.
Oh, she doesn't work for the BBC.
Behave yourself, you absolute donut. Mrs. Wanell says, seriously, dumbest call in ever. But just everybody, just stop sending me abuse, okay? Let's be honest, my Twitter's going absolutely nuts. everyone's going absolutely nuts. No, says Captain Daddy Puppy, but all the England fans that bought waistcoats should face automatic dismissal and 200 hours community service. There's going to be a lot of dickheads wearing a lot of waistcoats for the next few weeks. People are getting... Talk shit at it again, says Pete Street.
Oh, dear. Pete Street.
But seriously, though, we should sack him. That guy's failed at his job. His job was to win the World Cup. Did he? Did he win the World Cup?
He wasn't even playing.
Exactly.
He didn't even try.
So I think we should sack. We should sack that guy. Let's go to Matt. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening. And you're talking about Mr. Southgate and his sackability.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, he's done all right, hasn't he?
No.
Well, can you remember, you're of a certain age, as am I.
can you remember seeing an England team lose in a World Cup and kind of still feeling that they performed?
No, because I didn't watch it. Why would I watch it? I was watching Dinner Dates and on ITV B, I think it was on. And then we stayed watching that channel and we watched a programme about people who'd had botched plastic surgery. It's brilliant.
Botched.
Is it called Botched?
Yes.
We watched Botched. We watched Dinner Dates followed by Botched. So, no, I didn't watch it. I didn't get it. And I think we should sack all of them, actually.
Your blood pressure probably has benefited from that.
Not really, because we don't get football. We could have watched it. We've been like two goldfish, as are a lot of people who are pretending they get football today.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. I don't get football at all. I don't support a team. I have no clue about what they all do, where they stand on the pitch and what they're supposed to do when they get the ball. But there was something about just hoping that something might happen.
Well, can still hope. You can hope that we win the 2022 World Cup. You can hope that.
The 2020 European Cup.
Hope. Here's the thing. Don't, just because some people didn't win a game doesn't mean that hope is dead. Hope is that... Do you know what comes out of Pandora's box?
Yes.
Go on.
So when Pandora opened the box, it was the hopes of all the universe.
Incorrect answer.
Oh, sorry. What was it then?
It was the fears. It was fear and shame and guilt and all of these things came flying out of Pandora's box because they'd been caught, been given to this dude by the gods, and they said, whatever you do, do not open it. And then the gods delivered this woman, this hot woman, Pandora, to his house, and she would lie in bed at night and hear this voice from the basement going, Pandora, come and open, Pandora. And after months and months of this, she went down to the basement, saw this box and went, well, I'll have a look in there. I'll have a look and I'll shut the door very quick. And she opened it and out flew hate and fear and shame and guilt and all of these.
Yeah.
And it flew all over the world. And she
thought it was hope that came out. I thought it was hope that ruined everything. No, incorrect.
Everything flew out and she went, oh God, that was awful. And then she heard a tiny little fluttering and she turned around and looked and saw one more thing flying out of the box. And it was hope. Just one little flower fairy of hope flying out into the world. So if we crush that hope, then God damn it, we might as well go and crush babies.
I don't think hope's been crushed at all. I think that hope is alive. I think Gareth Southgate, as a manager, compared to, say, Sam Allardyce or that other guy that looked like an owl, what was his name? Woy. Hodgson, that was it. They didn't give us hope, but we've got hope now. Anyway, I wasn't calling about the World Cup. It was just because you were talking about it before I came on. I wanted to ask, because I wasn't able to listen last night for various reasons.
Yes.
Did you manage to get some topics in the end? My suggestion of, have you ever seen a horse? Did that go down well?
That went very well, and we had lots of people who'd seen horses. We've got some great horse stories out of it, and it'll be in the podcast.
Brilliant. I'll watch that. No, I won't watch it. Obviously, I'll listen to it.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you very much indeed. Alan?
Hi, Marth.
Should we sack Gareth Southgate?
Well, I didn't see the football. I was watching BBC One.
What, the One show?
No, Hobby City.
Oh, really? What happened in that?
Well, Fletch, he came back from holiday.
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest. That's even duller than the football that I didn't watch.
Well, it's better than watching 22 men kick a big bladder.
Thank you very much. Okay. Here's the thing. And by the way, everyone that thinks the title of that Periscope is genuine should be sacked. Gareth Southgate. You're a humourless idiot. You don't deserve to follow me on Twitter. So unfollow me and stop listening to this radio show. It's far too sophisticated for you. Good luck. Well done to Gareth Southgate. I think what is great about Gareth Southgate is that when he wasn't going to be given the job. It was that guy before him, wasn't it? The big guy who then got caught in some kind of sort of dodgy business deal.
Yeah, pint of wine.
And he got booted out. Everyone was like, oh, this guy's going to be the saviour. He's British. We've had all these foreigners doing it. We want a Brit. And so they got this Brit. And then like 2 months into it, he got caught in a dodgy deal with brown envelopes. So he got booted out. And if I got this right, Southgate was managing like the under-21s team. And they sort of football people gave him the job temporarily while they found someone. And he kept going, I think I can do it, actually. Yeah, all right, son, we're going to spend a lot of money and get someone foreign and famous. I really think I can do it, guys. Yeah, all right, whatever. And everyone was laughing at him. The football people were laughing at him. The Britain was laughing at him. And eventually, he got the gig and they all went, yeah, all right, well, we'll let you do it, but you're going to be rubbish, son. And everyone was laughing at him. A lot of people in this building were laughing at him because he was that idiot that missed the penalty in a thing and did an advert for pizzas. Remember he did a pizza advert after that? A pizza advert about square pizzas because you can't take corners, all that stuff. And everyone laughed at him. This is the thing I find interesting about the World Cup, not anything to do with the football. Everyone laughed at this bloke, right, and ignored him. And did you know, and there was talk of us not even entering this World Cup because of Novichok. And there was, and I noticed this, there was none of the brouhaha about this World Cup that you always get in the build-up to a World Cup. There was none of it. There was none of that, here we go, this is our chance. You know, you'd always get like, Rooney is our hero and Beck, you know, all of that. Mm. There was hardly any of that in the build-up. The last couple of weeks, plenty. In the build-up, hardly any of it because everyone had written us off and everyone in particular had written Gareth Southgate off. And he's basically come out and stuck two fingers up at everyone, except he hasn't even done that.
No, because he's too nice.
It's too nice. I heard an interview with him where he's going, well, you know, it's a great honour to be here and it's a real honour to be representing our country. I don't buy into that. But the way he said it, you know, very humble, very down to earth, a very, very nice gentleman.
And apparently his style has been nurturing, encouraging, fatherly. Whenever they come off, he always gives them a hug. And
really? Gosh.
The pitch.
Wowzers. That's...
Whereas there have been previous managers who didn't even look them in the eye.
And you get all these other... These managers that cost millions and millions of... I mean, he's earning a few quid. But from all over the world. And we didn't achieve anything with them. And this guy, everyone thought was a joke... and, you know, was supposed to be a temporary caretaker thing, did really well and got to the semis. But so we're going to talk about football, really, but there is something I want to say. I don't get it. If you want to phone in about the football match, I'm aware that no one was listening to James Whale and hardly anyone is listening to us. I get it, and that's fine. If you want to talk about the football, do, because we let people come on and talk about anything. And here's the thing. I genuinely... have no interest in the football. I listened to about 5 minutes on the radio on the way in and I thought, actually, I'm going to listen to my Tim Heidecker podcast. We didn't watch it. We watched Dinner Dates and Botched. But I really feel that I am missing out on a shared community feeling. Do you remember we did a show about a year ago, a sports show? It was all sports and we got... that badminton player and...
KLMs. Yeah. And we had Gillian Balagay.
Yeah, we had all these people who were top of their sport. We did all the top of their sport, right? And I tried, and it was a straight show, and we did it straight, and I tried to get their enthusiasm for their sport to infect me. KLMs did a bit, actually, with the badminton.
I liked them all. I thought they were great.
Oh, they were all great guests. But I didn't come away going, man alive, I'm going to get into sports.
Here's the thing for me. And I grew up in a household where I was force-fed sport. My dad's a sports journalist. I just don't get it. Doesn't interest me. I get that people enjoy doing it. Good for them. I don't want to watch someone do their hobby. And I also don't like the aggression that goes with it.
Oh, I don't like the, you know.
Oh, you don't get it. Oh, you support that.
I don't like that. I don't like that. But I do feel that I, by not being part of the World Cup, that I've missed out on a collective experience. You know, when England lost, I'm going to say it, me and Kath high-fived because it meant... well, no, because we're going to see Paul Simon on Sunday and the final's on Sunday night. So during James Taylor or Paul Simon, there'd be a screen somewhere showing... And every time, you know, in the middle of Sweet Baby James, England score a goal. Way! That's inappropriate. So I'm glad it's done. But if you can explain to me... Right. So I'm looking for intellectual sports fans. If you can explain to me the group feeling that one gets from that, you know, that's kind of a vague question. I'm going to leave it at that. That's the vaguest phone-in question ever. I'm going to leave it at that. Tom, stay there. I'll come to you in a second. 03444991000, the late night alternative on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
Oh, my word.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I don't use Twitter much, and I tell you why. Because it's just full of soulless cretins. Soulless, humourless cretins. That's why. Let's take a couple of calls. It's going to be a strange old show tonight. I've actually got a lot to talk about. But I'm just kind of aware there's not many people listening, which means to me, I like your jacket.
Thanks.
It's going to be a good old show. It's going to be a good old show tonight. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Tom.
I'm just telling about your tweet. It's a bit clickbaity because I was raging at first, but then I've heard you say nice things about Southgate.
Right.
And I was pure raging at your tweet.
Why are you raging?
Because it's a bit clickbaity.
Hang on. Were you raging at the fact that it was clickbait, or were you raging at what it said?
Oh, what it said, Ian.
Right. Well, then. So those are two separate things. You're not angry at clickbait in general. You're angry at what it said. So tell me why what it said got you angry.
Well, it's the fact Gav's come in. He's got a bit of style and substance to him. There's more than meets the eye with Gareth, and we can see that. He's transformed everyone. He's transformed this country. He can sort Brexit. He can sort it out.
Right.
Are you with me?
Do you know what?
We were up to that last bit.
Do you know what? I think. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, Gareth Southgate would certainly get us further along the Brexit path than we are at the moment. that he'd fudge it up at the last minute and we'd all be in tears.
That is not fair, honey.
It is fair, my sweetness.
Honey, he has not fudged anything up.
Sweetness, what, he fudged it up.
He did not fudge it. He did not. If you look closely, it's three decisions that went against us.
No. Here's the one decision that went against you was when the whistle blew, you had less goals than the other team. That's the only decision that counts.
Honey, did you see their players just fall to the floor?
No, we didn't watch it.
We didn't watch it, Tom.
Oh, you're kidding. Why not?
By the way, that's the worst. If you're trying to do a gay voice, that's the worst gay voice ever. Come on, man. You can do better than that. What does a gay voice sound like? You tell me. Kadir. Hello, Kadir.
Hi, Ian. I got kicked out of Spoons.
You've got what?
I got kicked out of Wetherspoons.
What, for being a boring knob?
No, because I helped a bouncer in a fight.
Why do you go around thinking you're the tough guy? By the way, how was that? How was the royal wedding?
It was all right. It was a hot day because it started off really cold, and I was in a huge jacket.
The royal wedding that was taking place in Windsor, and you were doing security for, but in London.
Yeah, that was a mistake on my part, and I'll admit that.
Of course it was. So, okay, you got kicked out of a pub.
Yep. I feel ashamed. I feel guilty, upset, all these emotions.
Okay, well, are you going to tell us what happened or what?
I'll be honest,
you're about to get kicked out of a radio show for sucking the vibe out.
So I needed to go to the toilet, and on the way there, I saw this guy pummeling this bouncer with his fist. And I thought, we can't have that. So I pulled the guy off him, and this other bouncer said, stop it. And then he called me a lot of profanities. I stopped it. I said, sorry, mate. Continued my journey onto the toilet. And on the way there, he came to me and he said, you get out, mate. And he grabbed me by the arm and kicked me right out into the arms of a police officer, who then just pushed me into the street. And I walked to McDonald's, and that's where I stayed.
Okay, that's a great story, Kadir. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. I really, really appreciate it. These are the kind of people that make it onto phone-in shows when the nation is depressed because of a sport.
Yeah, they're not the callers we want, but they're the callers we deserve.
Tracy says on Twitter, why sack him? First time we reached the semi-finals in 28 years. Normally I like you, but rein neck in on this one, as they all done us proud.
Oh, they done.
Someone said, yeah, Ian is serious. He's just saying what we're all thinking. Evening, Keith.
Hello, is that you?
Is that Keith?
It's Keith.
Hello, Keith, it's Ian.
Silly world, Keith.
Yes.
Hiya.
I wish you'd spoil that awful Leave No Trace movie.
Was it rubbish?
Oh, Keith, I'm blaming you.
Hang on, Keith, shut up, man, for crying out loud. You need to get closer because you're sounding very quiet today. Is my mic level low? I don't know, is it? It sounds very quiet.
I'm speaking as that. Can you hear me now?
Yes, because we couldn't hear you then, Keith.
I beg your pardon, we can't
hear you now because I've taken you off, right? When I'm talking, shut up, right? So, now we can hear you. Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry it was a duff film. Sorry about that.
Yes, that's okay. We'll let you
Yeah. Watch. Well, what I'd say about the football, and specifically about Gareth Southgate, what is really nice, and Gary Neville puts this well, that the previous tournaments, it's been a circus, you know, with the wags and all the daft, stupid people that... Foreigners they've put in charge of the team.
Right. Well, hang on a minute. It's not the England manager's fault about the wives and the girlfriends. That's the press.
It's not even the wives and the girlfriends' fault.
Well, that's the press and the FA and all.
No. That's the press. The press put pictures of the wives and girlfriends in the papers because they think people want to see that. That's not the manager's fault.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think past endeavours have been a commercial circus, and Gareth Southgate has known these players because he managed the under-21s.
Here's the thing. And I said people can phone in about anything, but I am slowly losing the will to live. I'm not having to go at you, Keith. Please don't think that for a second. I'm criticising myself for perhaps being so free and easy with the thing. I know that a lot of people come here to get away from the football, but, you know, if people do want to talk about it, they want to talk about it. I'm not going to deny them that tonight, this one night. But we've got to make it interesting. And talking about a guy called Gary, the only reason I know Gary Neville is because his dad is called Neville Neville. That's it. That's all
well,
I know.
Was.
Well, even in death, your name doesn't change in death if he is indeed dead. I don't know. But you're talking about other people, talking about what Gareth Southgate has done, talking about wives and girlfriends.
No, I'm saying past tense, that was the focus. And I think if I could just say that Gareth Southgate has known these players under 21 and under 23 level. He's managed them. And he was seen as sort of bland coming into this, but he knows these young players, and I think he will carry the team forward.
I think he should be sacked.
Do you?
Yeah, he's failed at his job. His one job was to win the World Cup, and he failed. You should get one shot at it, and that's it.
I think that's a harsh. I mean, I was watching the Tour de France today.
It's a harsh world.
Of course, Chris Froome, and you know, wanting people to do well. And you're saying, what is this? You wanting to be part of the collective? Well, you know,
I didn't say I wanted to be part of the collective. I said I do feel that I am outside of the collective.
You felt left out.
Yeah. Which is something is a constant for me. But listen, his one job, right? If the World Cup was every year, then all right, you maybe you give him one, two, three chances. But it's every 4 years. He blew it.
Yeah, well, this team will move on. There's the European Championships every 2 years.
Oh, there's more football to come. Jeez, man. Oh,
well, there you go. Here's me thinking you're being objective.
What?
I think he's done really well, and
sack
I
him.
Think he will do even better. This team
he'll
will
do even
evolve.
Better working in McDonald's. Sack him. Probably muff that up as well.
Oh, come on, Ian.
Sack him.
Oh, no, I don't think you're that.
Bring back hanging.
You're better than that.
Bring back hanging.
No, come off it.
Can we put him in prison?
You're better than that, Ian.
Can we put him in prison?
You know, whether...
Let's deport him back to... Let's deport him back to Muslimania.
Hang on a sec. If it's cricket, I like to see us doing well. If it's football, we invented the game. You know, cricket evolved.
Well, then we should be allowed to carry a gun. One player.
Oh,
like on American aeroplanes where you get the air marshal.
You're just being silly now.
One player should be... One English player, because it's our game, and you're right to point that out, one English player should be allowed to carry a gun.
Oh, I don't know what you're on about now. I really don't. But
I'm saying that they should allow firearms onto the football pitch.
I like seeing us doing well, and they perform well.
But we didn't do well. We lost. It was miserable. We lost terribly. Well, we were thrashed.
Yeah, that's life.
Exactly, Keith. And at the end of life, what happens? You die. Keith, here's the thing. Part of me wants to go, you know, full on with this. And part of me thinks, oh, actually, I can't be bothered and I don't really fancy the backlash. But when I've already explained that tweet was nonsense and I think Gareth Southgate's a good bloke. But people are still phoning in about that.
Oh, Ian.
So, and then I'm suggesting that you should allow firearms onto the pitch, and people are taking that seriously? That's what we're dealing with here. But I do think that they should... one player, it's our game, just like an air marshal, you don't know who it is, and the team can either decide it randomly or ip-dip dog shit, whatever they want to do. But one person on England team only is allowed to carry a gun. That's what I think.
Tweet that.
I will do. 0344 499 1000. The late night alternative on Talk Radio.
No rules, nocturnal nattering for nightbirds, nurses, and Nosferatu.
All right, cool.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very welcome. The switchboard is empty. It's going to be a slow old night for calls. But here's what we've established so far. Gareth Southgate should be executed for treason, and one player on the England football team and all further international fixtures should be allowed to carry a gun.
One of those was a joke.
but I'm not saying which one. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
Oh, I'm so glad. See, the other thing is, a lot of these intellectuals that have been watching the football are also tanked up now. So maybe their BS monitor is also down.
And also, it just proves to me, and I've got a bit of distance from Twitter, and I'm so glad you blocked Twitter on my phone, Catherine. Here's the thing, if you've missed it, the Twitter website is blocked from my phone. The app has been deleted. Facebook as well, but that's not really such an issue. And I can't download new apps unless Catherine enters a four-digit number. So I can't access Twitter on my phone. And I'm posting less and less. I'm just posting to plug the show. Man, the freedom. The freedom. I can see all of these people telling me to F off and have a go at me and hashtag banter and all of that. I see it for what it is. Just idiots. It's not idiots. It's people unhappy with their own existence lashing out at a celebrity. That's what it is. That's what it is, because it makes them feel more comfortable in their miserable lives. 0344 499 1000.
Well, also, they're feeling a bit cross now. So you've helped them, actually. You should write some more stuff on them.
Well, I was going to talk about helping people later on, actually. Remind me. We'll do that in a little bit. Let's go to... I want to talk about cat litter as well.
Oh, good.
You know, cat litter can make you go mad.
Well, I know that dirty cat litter can.
Yeah, I didn't know about this until today. Well, I didn't
you
know.
You did, because I've told you about that.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't listen to what you say. I've muted you in real life, just as I've done on Twitter. Good evening, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, John.
I think that the reason why we need a coach, football coach, is to have him sacked.
To having World sex?
Cup, having... no. To sack him, to fire him, to kick him out.
Yes.
The next World Cup, maybe we should try to go without the coach, but then we will not have anybody to kick out.
Here we go. I like that. I like that. I like that a lot, John.
We should experiment.
You normally talk rubbish, but this is actually quite good. We go there without a coach. What does a coach do anyway?
I need to cheer them on. I know the reason why, but I think we should try. The reason why we need the coach, because then we can fire somebody, so they can feel good. We correct the things.
Ah, that's the only reason with the coach. Because here's the thing. Here's how you play football, right? You got to stop goals going in your net, and you've got to get goals in the other net. That's it.
Right? It's simple, right?
So what does it? What does a coach do? Don't forget, you've got to get the ball in that way. That way. The other way. That's it. Go on, lad. Is that all they do?
Well, it's a part of it's some people. It's a big part of their life.
Okay. Well, we're going to bring Gareth Southgate back, and we are going to parade him around on an open-top bus. He'll be tied up on a stick, and people can chuck Smarties at him.
Nah, he's all right. He's all right.
Thanks very much for coming on.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.